The Lefush brings down that the minig to start Slichas Moitza Shabbos, it's not a part of Moitza Shabbos per se. The Yesoid is that Be'etzem, the Pasuk says in the Karbonis of Rosh Hashanah, instead of by all the other Mayadim, it says Ve'ikraftem, and on Rosh Hashanah it says Va'asisem Oila, instead of Ve'ikraftem. So there's a Chazal, Yerushalmi actually, a Medrash, but it's Yerushalmi also in Rosh Hashanah. If a person on Rosh Hashanah prepares himself, it's Kehilu Hikrav as Atzmoy, V'yotza B'sholoyim V'nasa B'riya Chadosha. So it's Va'asisem. I don't know if it's together of Shlichus, because Ein Shlichus L'Behema, but the carbon is the representative of Va'asisem, of Klal Yisrael's Makrav Zich as a carbon. The Amir is Zichroin Yishoifris, Malchus Zichroin Yishoifris, the whole Avoida is the Hakrav as carbon. So says the Levush, in Simen Tov Kuf Fe'al, if an Anfan Hilchus Shoifer, the Indian of saying Slichas, it's at least 4 days of Slichas. That's why when Rosh Hashanah, well, yeah, do Rosh. But when Rosh Hashanah is Beis or Gimel, we start the week before to have at least 4 days. When Rosh Hashanah is Hey or Zion, well, yeah, do, yeah? Then it's already the Moitza Shabbos, the Hainu, the shortest, least amount of Slichas, days of Slichas, is when Rosh Hashanah is on Thursday. And the most amount of days of Slichas is when Rosh Hashanah is on a Tuesday. Because then we start from the Moitza Shabbos before. So it's an inyan of bikur of a carbon. A carbon, you need a bikur. Arba yomim, to make sure that there's no mum. Now the Gemara says in Gittin that by umas ha'olam, a mechusar aver, or a big mum is a mum. But by Klal Yisrael, this famous story with by the korban that they made a tiny mum, the Gemara says that for goyim, it's not even considered a mum, is either bedukin sheba'ayin or beniv sfasayin. Either something about Shmiras Einayim or about Shmiras Haloshah and gave gifts of Farshtein to a goy, these in Yonim. But by a Klal Yisrael, even that is a mum. Even Dukin Sheba'ayin, an Edelkite in the Einayim, an Edelkite in the Sfasayim, that's also a mum. But the truth is, an Echtig mum, I saw the Sfarim bring down, it says in Parshas Vayikra, Ve'ekraftem, min ha-bokar, min ha-tsoin, min ha-kvosin, Chazal Darshan, min 3 times. Min is manadaber, manoimar, manetzadik. Min, manoimar, manadaber, manetzadik. But what's the Rosh Hashanah? But what's the three miyutim? Lemait hanevad hanirva v'hanegeach. A nevad is a behemoth that they were oivin avoydezara. Nirva giliarayis, and negeach is a behemoth that kills. Sfichas domim. Gimel averus chamuris. That's we're not holding there. That's not our nekudas habechira. That's not our avoida. Over the Svarim explained, but there's Avizrayu of these things. This episode may end. Ken Zayn, Nevad, is when a person is so into himself that the Anoichius, Halzich van Zich, and in Nirva, which is Gili Arayis, which is Taiva. Taiva, I saw, is Gematria Bias. We all want to build a bias that's Al Adnei HaKodesh. To work on, to make sure that the bias is the right kind of bias. It shouldn't be churban bias. You have to do things that it's going to be that the tzura of bias should be correct. And the Sfarim explained that negeach nirva nevad, which is avodah zarah, gil rashi chesdamim, it's be'etzem keneged kina taiva and kavod. And everyone has an akuda, a me'en, something to work on. So that's the reason why we start the minig of slichas 4 days before. Some say Slichas before Chatzois. I don't know, some have a minig at 10 p.m. I don't know where they got that one from. Some before Alois HaShachar. And then there's Stamazay at 7 o'clock in the morning. Kol Echad Ve'echad Lefi Ha'inyin. But Avada, we're going to be Mamshech Teshtayg Mitoch Simcha in the Sugis over here. And we have a lot to do because the year is almost over. The Zman is not, but the year is almost over. And we really have to chaperayin as much as we can. So the Gemara says, V'hodet na'an, a Mishnah in Baba Kama, Hashileach esa be'era b'yadchei reshoite v'katon potter midini adem v'chayiv v'dini shemayim. Shilach b'yad pikeach pikeach chayiv. Interesting, the Mishnah is machalik. If you were mishaleach the fire, the Gemara in Baba Kama talks about, are we talking about just a little gacheles, or even a shalheves, or even a Gavz Asal Tashirga, I would call that the arsons, the 101 arsons kit. You know, all the tziyud, what do you call it? All the Everything you need to make the fire. L'chayr, in that case, you'd be chayiv even b'dinei adam. But if you shaleach a be'er b'yad chayr shayt v'katan, you putter. But you are chayiv medina shemayim. What's the schi of medina shemayim? Grama. Shilach b'yad pikeach, you send it b'yad a pikeach, so fakert, he's a pikeach, he has his own das, so farshteitzach, pikeach chayiv. It's not your chayiv, the pikeach is chayiv. That's what the Mishnah says. Frek the Gemara, moir the Kakasha. Va'amai. What is the Gemara's kasha? There's a big machlokes Rashi and Tosfos Rid. I want to explain. It's negeya the hemshech hasugya, but let's open up what's going on up here. The Gemara is asking that when you were shilach b'yat pikeach, why is the pikeach chayiv? Rashi says, if there's a din of shlichus, so there should be shlichus also in Baba Kama. Now in Baba Kama, there's a chiyuv tashlumin. If you're mazik, one of the mazik, I'm not going through eish, bor, eish, hever, mave, all the things, but there's a mazik, and there's a chiyuv tashlumin, and the din should be l'chayre, the way Rashi learns, name a shlucha shaladim kemoisa, yischayiv shot chayiv v'loi hashliach. The mishaleach should be chayiv. There should be shlichus. The same way, and we can start analyzing. By gittin there's shlichus. What's the shlichus by gittin? For the chalois, you moisa him the koyach, even though he's not the baal. Mavel alarayim. Someone who's not the Baal, a woman, a man, not the choice, but someone who's not the Baal, he's the one that's doing Venosan, the other, Rabbanu Dayalma, or a Shliach the Kabbalah. She's not the wife. She, the Shliach, or he, the Shliach, even, is Makabal the Geddon, that's in the sky of Venosan, the other, no fries. We've been discussing, and we still will, the various facets in Shlichus, whether you just Moisar the Koyach, or you become Yodai Ki Yoda, or he's your puppet, Yodai Arichta, he's Mamish Kamoischa, all the various facets. But we saw by Gittin this as Amosin. But we said that wouldn't be right to other places. But we said there's a hekesh to kedushin, and we said there's a bazundur makar by truma atem, and there's a bazundur makar by carbon pesach. We also have a bazundur makar by chalukas aretz, and we can go on from there. We also have zechia as a whole facet. But we're seeing here now that the Gemara wants to take shlichus beyond, and what we're not going to discuss today, although I told the oiler we're eventually going to get there. Can you make a shliach to come to seder for you? To wear tefillin for you, to sit in the sukkah for you, or to do an aveira for you, to kill someone for you. We're going to go, we're opening up balagan now. But avada, what the Gemara is coming from, and it's important to stress that, we might see more things coming up, but as we know now, shlichus was not misvara, there was the alfusa, and the alfusas are a triple, quadruple already maybe, makar, from gittin, truma, kachim, chalukas aretz maybe, and we know that the various facets of shlichus are different. But front center, let's go. I'm going to get Bezer Hashem to tefillin, ritzicha, v'chuli. Let's slowly, we'll open up with Baba Kama. That's the one the Gemara chose to talk about over here. That in Baba Kama, the Mishnah says, when you mishaleach, it biyada pikeach, it pikeach is chayiv. For the Gemara, there should be a din of shlichus. And it's not the din of shlichus, it should be what? As if what? Like, spell it out. As if the mishaleach was the one that did the maisa mazik. Now, we know that it's usur to be mazik. We talked about this in the beginning of Baba Kama, that Avada is an Isser Dairaisa to be Mazik, Sai by Odom HaMazik, and L'chayra Sai by Momen HaMazik. Over here specifically we're talking about Eish, but L'chayra who did by Shar, which L'chayra it is, this Isha Mishl Chitza, yeah. But even that, even by Shar, Bar, well Bar you did a Kriyas Bar, by Shar you were Peshaya by not watching it, by all of them there's an Isser Mazik, and it's better be an Isser because the Gemara is going to soon talk about, did you realize we're talking about Eish Leif of Aravera, we're getting there. So this is one of the big Mara Makaimis. For those that wanted to question it, that maybe it's not an Aveira to do Hezit. Be Mazik and pay. No, it's Avad and Aveira, and it's Avad and Isser Dairaisa. What's the Makar, you ask? Huh? Now we talked about in Baba Kama. What's the Makar? V'haftel Reicha Kamoicha, Kal V'chaimah from Hashavah Saveda, Lifnei Iver. The parts of Baba Kama that says, you know, you have to pay itself. Hashemayim Esaprim Kvoy Kel. That, if, why are you paying? Because it's Osir to do. I'm not doing a crash course in Baba Kama right now, right? But Avad, it's also to be mazik. In this Havamina, Taka, the Shliach wouldn't be doing the Aveira? The Meshaleach would be doing the Aveira? Okay. Rashi says, Yischayiv Sholchoy V'loy HaShliach. Yischayiv is the Chayiv talking about the Chayiv Mamin. But I'm not up to the end. I want to talk about the Aveira. Who would be getting the Aveira? Tell me, if it's taka true, humor me for a minute, that there's shlichus on Averis. So tell me, as the shliach, what would be the reason not to do it? I mean, even not an Elul, would you do an Avera? A person doesn't want to do Averis. But why wouldn't you do this shlichus? You're not doing an aveira. You're not doing an aveira. I mean, oh, lifnei iver on the mishaleach. Wow, that's an einfal. I also have this hargosha. I mean, you don't want to burn down Chaim Yandel's field. It's just not nice. He's your friend. I mean, but mom, it's not an aveira. Like after the gap, we're totally kemoisaing. That's a verb. The shliach. That it's the Mishaleach did it, that the Isser Mazik is kol mamish b'shleimus and ganzen on the Mishaleach. Something we have to be misboinen in still. But the Gemara is hamni l'gabi d'chiyav tashlumen. The Mishnah doesn't talk about Isser Mazik. The Mishnah is talking about the chiyav tashlumen. And the Gemara is saying that the chiyav tashlumen would be only on the Mishaleach. And if the Mishaleach doesn't have any money, same thing like any case when a guy's Mazik and he doesn't have any money. Wait till he wins the lottery. Oh, you want to go make a Shliach pay? The actual... I'll call him in English the arsonist. He didn't do it. Can I say that? I'm going in the Havamina. I'm still in the Havamina. Rashi learns that that's what would be like this Havamina. And the way we're adding... Shpeitz. Is a Shpeitz. What we're adding is that according to Rashi, Sai the Isser Mazik and Sai the Chiyav Tashlumin would only be on the Mishaleach. Now again, you want to take this idea further? Maybe we will, not now, not today, to mitzvahs, to other Averis, and Bechlal, how to fathom it. This pen and paper, so you gotta come earlier to get them up. Where are we up to? I forgot where we're up to. We're holding in the Havamina, yeah. And in the Havamina, the Shliach Bechlal didn't do an Aveira. Only the Mishaleach did it. The Mishaleach is going to get the Aveira. The Mishaleach is going to pay. If the Mishaleach doesn't have money, okay, wait till he gets money. The Shliach is a non-entity. Oh, I know what I wanted to ask. We've been clearing many stodim in Shlichus. And maybe we're familiar with the Musagim already, maybe not. Maybe we're going to familiarize ourselves more. Just a throw out. Which gedder of Shlichus would this be? What would you say?
Yadei ki yadei mamish.
Yadei ki yadei mamish. Why not Yichus HaMaisa? This is classic Yichus HaMaisa. This is classic Yichus HaMaisa. And you know what? Even better. This is really not fair. Because when the Gemara made a Shlichus between Gittin, Truma, and Karban Pesach, the Gemara did not say, oh, if it only said Gittin, I wouldn't know Karban Pesach, because Rav Shimon Shkop said that only Yichus HaMaisa. Or if it only said Karban Pesach, I wouldn't know Gittin, because Rav Shimon Shkop said Mesiras Kaya. It doesn't say that in the Gemara. I'm aware, and the Gemara made other factors for the Shlichus. But yet, I still want to kvetch it. The Gemara's kash here, Ela Meyata, there should be Shlichus by Hezek, by Isra Mazik, by Kishlume Hezek, the Cholifin. From which one is the Gemara asking? From Truma, Gittin, Pesach, Chalukas Aretz, all of them, any of them? No problem, anything goes, well, maybe we could Bechalach and say, L'mashal, Stam, bearing with the thing. I would say it's more apropos to say it from Karpin Pesach, where it's a Shlichus on the Maisa. From Gittin, I would say, okay, there's a thing, you Maisa someone a Koyach, what does that do with Yichas HaMaisa? Hey. I don't know which Kasha triggered the Kasha to ask about Averis, and we're not up to Mitzvahs yet, that the Rishonim asked, the Gemara doesn't talk about it. Toisus Rid argues on Rashi. Toisus Rid says that even like the Havamina, when we would say Shliach Advar Aveira, Avada, first the Shliach, the actual Pikeach, arsonist, guy would pay. Grad, in a case when he doesn't have money, then you would go and do the Mishaleach. I have a problem. First of all, then what's the Gemara's Kasha? Mamash Apella, this I don't have an answer to. The Mishnah says, Shilach Biat Pikeach, Pikeach Ayyad. Yeah, he is. And if he doesn't have money, then you'll go to the Mishaleach. Where does it say in the Mishnah not like that? Where does it say in the Mishnah like that? The Mishnah just says, the Tosfos Rit says that even in this Havamina Avada, first you're going to go to the Shliach. So where did the Mishnah say not like that? What's the Gemara's Kasha? Vamai! Name is Shlipas on the Gemara. The Tosfos Rit is admitting that, I mean, now, oh, this is a challenge. What's the beer in the Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos Rit? First of all, what does Tosfos Rit hold the Isser Mazik? Who gets the Avera? The Shliach, and if he doesn't want to, like, shrug it, then the Shliach gets it? No. They both get it right away.
Only the
Shliach. And that's it. I mean, it's the same gather. You can't punt it. I mean, the Yisrael is over, the Shliach comes first, and the money, if he doesn't have money, then he goes to the Shliach. The Gavi the Aveira, there's no punt, so he blinds with the Aveira. Someone wanted to tell me, no, whoever ends up paying, it's a package deal. But because he doesn't have money, so then it helps the syndicate. Maybe they can both get the Aver, you know. No one is going to tell you that if the hesed is $100, you're going to make them both pay, right? When I say both pay, I'm saying no one is going to say that they both pay 50 apiece. If they both have money, and no one's going to say 100 apiece because there's no reason the guy deserves 200. But maybe the Aver of Isser Mazik, you know, I could afford it. I mean, you have a problem with that? Then tell us. What? No. Tashvir is Mesiris Koyach, and therefore what? Give me one step. I'm first asking, what would Tosfos Swit say, Lagabe Isser Mazik? Second of all, and this I don't have clarity yet, is the Machloikis Rashi and Tosfos Swit a Machloikis in Baba Kama? In the Mamakam of how you understand Chiyat Hezek, that Tosfos Swit Usher wasn't Seichel. Hey, how could the arsonist not have to be the first in line to pay? Like a Baba Kama Dika Mania, this is not happening. Or maybe more Mistaber, but I don't know how and what, and, you know, how to play this out, that the Tosfos Swit and Rashi are arguing a Machloikis in the Geder of Shlichus. That Rashi somehow, in this Havamina, the Geder of Shlichus, so much so deleted, like identity of the arsonist, the Pekeach, the guy that actually lit the matches. And it's cold, cool, that only the Mishaleach. And Tosfos Swit has no Avada, he remains his identity, but it carries over to the other guy. But bottom line, in the repercussion of Lamashal, who pays, the Seder of Arm is going to be first the Pekeach and only afterwards the what's called.
Meaning,
Mamanus
can send you the good money, and there's a different path of Mamanus than a path of Isser.
And therefore,
to be Mechayev someone else, to be Mechayev back myself in Isser, even though I'm the Shliach, and makes
yeah, but what do you mean,
Meaning, the same way I could make Shliach, give money, or take money.
Right, that's Jimmy 66. Give money and take money is Jimmy 66.
So maybe we could say, look, I'll be the money, we keep it like that.
That's more of a comment than the part. That's more of a Tashlumi Baba Kama Dikavart, if I'm hearing what you're saying. That was my first thought. But again, I'm leaving this to the island. Is the Tosfos Swit and Rashi gribbling in a Baba Kama Dikanakuda? That's Betz Mechara, if I understand what you're saying. That there's no reason why Bapoyal, he's not going to have to pay. Well, there's a Mamakin here in the Gedder of Shlichus. It's something to still be Ma'ayan in, and we're going to see. But about the Iker Pel on Tosfos Swit, then what was the Gemara's Kasha from Pikei Achayev to Pikei Achizchayev?
No, I'm saying that.
We'll continue. It's not a Geneva, it's a Hezek. One second. We'll see. By Geneva will be. Mazundershal, every Aveira has to be analyzed separately. Even in Baba Kama, we split now Isser Mazik and the Tashlumen, and we'll suffice on that. What does the Gemara answer, though? Shiny Hosom the Ain Shliach Dvar Aveira. The Amrino and Divri Arav, Divri Atalma, Divri Mishaimin. On one hand, the Gemara says, Yesoid Ain Shliach Dvar Aveira. Some Rishaimim say that the Yesoid of Ain Shliach Dvar Aveira is the Gzeres HaKosov. What's the Gzeres HaKosov? Let's start simple. Where's the Makar of Shlichus for now? So far, Gittin, Truma, and Pesach. Are any of them Averis? No. So then you don't have Shlichus by Averis. Are any of them Mitzvahs? Yeah. So the Chari, you should ask, there should be Shlichus by Mitzvahs already earlier. Interesting. We're not up to it now, but the Rishonim that ask, hey, there should be Shlichus by Mitzvahs, wake up over here. Something, this Mitzvahs and Averis go together for some reason. I'm not sure. It's not today's topic. We didn't wake up already on Mendez and Aleph and ask, what's with the shlichus for the mitzvahs? The Gemara says there's a Gzeres HaKosov Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira. It's important to know that the Ritva says that it's a flat-out Gzeres HaKosov without a Hesber. What is the Makar? Now, this is not fair. There's a whole hemshuk of the sugya that we didn't do yet, and we talked it didn't, but I wanted at least to be awareness. Let me put a few things on the table. The Gemara is going to bring that there are three exceptions to the rule where we actually say Yei Shliach Dvar Aveira. Mi'ilah. The Haino, the Mishnah, the Gemara brings the Hemshech in the Mishnah Me'ilah, that if a person takes money of Hekdesh, Ruvain we'll call him, a Gizbar, who accidentally opens the wrong drawer, he has his Chul in my own money drawer, and he has his Hekdesh drawer, and he accidentally, the Shoygig, we'll work out why, he botched up or not, how much of it was his fault, but he took B'Shoygig money of Hekdesh. Now lifting up the money, touching the money is not Me'ilah yet. Going to the store and buying a coat is Me'ilah. The case is that he sent a shliach to buy him a coat. The shliach also, unbeknownstly, takes the money of Hekdesh, buys the coat. And at the moment of the transaction, the money becomes chul and the coat becomes Hekdesh. There's me'ilah. And the one that was ma'il has to bring a carbon. And the Gemara says, fascinatingly, the original person, the Meshaleach, has to bring the carbon, not the shliach. The Gemara actually says, the Mishnah actually says, it depends. It's only if he actually did the shlichus, meaning he actually bought a coat. But instead of buying a coat, he bought sushi. And that's not what the guy wanted. So, when he came back, and the guy saw the sushi instead of the coat, he says, I told you no avocado. But that's for a different time. But assuming he asked for a coat, and the klal is, if you were mevatseya, the shlichus. Shlichus doesn't mean the me'ila. It means just the transaction of buying the item he wanted you to buy. By the way, if he didn't buy a coat, he bought a jacket. There's already a big sugya ni'ila, what's considered loy osa shlichus, meaning in the nuances of what's under the category of what you bought. There's a whole sugya in sayin ni'ila and sayin adar. He told the guy to buy meat, and he bought chopped liver. The Gemara is specific. If chopped liver is meat or not. The Gemara says, for haraya, he would come back and say, if there's no meat, he would say, should I get chopped liver instead? The Gemara says, exactly. But he wouldn't come and say, should I get cucumbers instead? That's the chlal. The Gemara's lashon is, it's a double, the nimlach alei. So you also in the Dharma and also in the Ila. But in this system, when you're mevatseya the shlichus of Mi'ila, the Mishaleach is Moyel. And if he has no money to pay the carbon, so then the Tarsus Rit is going to say, okay, so the shlichus should bring the carbon Mi'ila instead? I don't think so. Neither do you. But so what's the difference? But that's Mi'ila. And the Gemara says it's a special Gzeres HaKosef. The Makar by Mi'ila, this is really wacko, it's because there's a Gzeres Shava from Truma. But what does that mean? Truma is not an Aveira. How could you suddenly learn out from Truma that the Shlichus by Aveira of Mi'ila? A problem we will have to deal with. But that's the first of the three Aveiras. The second Aveira is Shlichus Yad, a Shoimer, who's Shaleach Yad in the Pikadin, and then an Oinus happens, has to pay. What if he wasn't Shaleach Yad, but he made a Shlich to be Shaleach Yad? Gzeres HaKosov. And the third Gzeres HaKosov is Gona B'Tavach U'Mochar, that if a guy steals a shor and shechts it, he pays dollar hay. Even if he didn't shecht it, he made a shliach to shecht it instead. The original ganav pays dollar hay. What? And if he doesn't have money, we'll go to the Tevea? I don't think so. But that's the three cases. Many Rishonim learn that, one second, if you have a makar that the shlichus by me'ila, and you have a makar that the shlichus by shlichus yah of a shoinim, and you have a makar that the shlichus by Gona B'Tavach. So let's learn out from three Makairis, Mayridika Yisai, that Yesh Shliach Advar of Aaron Kala Terakula. The same way, let me join the Kasha, the same way that we had three Makairis for Shlichas Iberal, Gansa Aladech Fana Gansiar, from Gittin, Truma, and Pesach. And we learned that from there, a triple Tzara Shoveh, that the Shlichas everywhere. So here, Givaldik, we have three Aveiris, I know, we have three Aveiris, and let's learn out that Yesh Shliach Advar of Aaron by these three. So Givaldik, that's a Makar. A Yelfusa, that Yesh Shliach Advar of all Aveiris. The answer is because by Gittin, Truma, and Pesach, we had a Srichasa. Why you need all three? And it's not a Shnei Ksuvim or Shleishik Ksuvim of Bam Kefet. Over Srichas. Yeah, Tvicha Mila, the Gemara does not have a reason why you would need one or the other, and therefore creates a fascinating phenomenon called Shnayim or Shleishik Ksuvim of Bam Kefet, Ein Malamdin. Now, here, a Hakadama, there's a huge Machlekes Mishainim. Many Mishainim hold that when you have Shleishik Ksuvim of Bam Kefet, Ein Malamdin, you know what Ein Malamdin means? It means Malamdin Ein. It means, oh, catch on. Mi'ila, Shlichus Yad, and Tvicha have Shlichus. And those three Bazunder do. A Yalfusa that the other one's not. And therefore you can quote. What's the Makar? Ein Shlichus Advar Aveira by Mazik or any of the other Shasa Lavin in the Torah. A Yalfusa, an opposite Yalfusa. A Shlichus Zuma Bon Kechet. A Melamdin, Melamdin Yalfusa. That says, other places, yes. There are Rishonim that hold not like that. A fascinating idea. It's Machlekes Rashi Tosfos, we'll see. But many Rishonim hold. Ein Malamda just means you can't learn out. So what do? There's a brick wall over here. I wonder if this shlich is by an Aveira. Potentially I would learn out from Gittin, Truma, and Pesach. Why don't I? Maybe Aveira is different. I don't know. Let me learn it out from the opposite anti-well, Dafka Me'ila, Shlich, Yad, and Ficha. Well, I don't know. I can't learn out from there that, yeah, but I'm stuck. And that's where front center enters the stage, a Svara called Divrei Harav, Divrei Atam, Divrei Mishayim. Divrei Harav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishayim is a svara. That shlichus is, a guy was wanting you to do something, whatever it is, a gittin, a kedushin, a pesach, this, that, whatever, and you did alpi what he told you, and therefore there's a connection. You're connected to your mishaleach. The mishaleach that was mitzavi you, and you listened to his tzivoy, so you did al pi tzivoy, you're connected to him. You're connected to him because of the minui that he told you to do. And then what you did is, well, fill in the blank, it's as if you did it, as if he's you, as if you did it, as he's yoda, in all the different stuff. But that's because he was mitzavi you. But by divrei harav, divrei hatam, divrei mishamin, hey, you weren't supposed to listen. He told you to do it, but the bashefer told you not to. So you're not connected to him, and therefore that's the reason why ein shlichut v'aravera. Now, hashoyel yishal, and this is the crucial opener for the entire sugya. Is ein shlichut v'aravera a dry gzeiras hakosuv? If it is, by the way, what's the makar? Shloi shaksuvim aboim ke'echad. Ein melamdim. Ein melamdim she'ein. The Torah went out of his way to say that me'ila, shlichus yad, shlichus nechira, have shlichus v'aravera. That's the alfusa, brick wall, never shlichus v'aravera by any other of his. Three, yeah, any other's not. Pardon? There's also another makar that the Gemara is going to bring that by Shchutei Chutz. Fascinating. There's a din. The Torah goes and says, if you shech the carbon outside the base of Mikdash, you chayv karas. What if you didn't shech the carbon? You sent a shliach to shech the carbon instead. So who gets the karas? Who gets the karas? The shaykhet. The guy was the man him a shliach? We learn it from a pasuk. Who? It says, Dom Yechoshev Leish, Hahu. Hahu, the one that shechted it. The guy was the man him a shliach. Gzeres HaKosov, once again, by Shchutei Chutz, that what? That ain't Shlichut V'aravera. This is getting a little confusing. We have three Averas that checklist, yeah, Shlichut V'aravera. We have a fourth Averas, Shchutei Chutz, Lehedi, ain't Shlichut V'aravera. Now, the Gzeres HaKosov nicks that hold that ain't Shlichut V'aravera is a flat out Gzeres HaKosov without factoring anything in, either learn it out from a Shloishik Suvim Abon Kecha, or they learn it out because it says by Shchutei Chutz, Ein Shlichut V'aravera, and then there's a flat Ayofusa, just like Shchutei Chutz, Ein Shlichut V'aravera, also called the Rukun Shlichut V'aravera. But the other Machina holds no. They don't go with Hu Ahu, and they hold that you have to come on to Divrei Harav, the Divrei Hatam, Divrei Mishnayim. What's so important, unique, special, dramatic about Divrei Harav, Divrei Hatam, Divrei Mishnayim? Well, first of all, I can say the words, Divrei Harav, Divrei Hatam, Divrei Mishnayim. What exactly does it mean? We're going to say a few different nuances of meanings.
Suvim teaches you
aim.
Yeah. Why do I need
that extra pasuk? The Gemara asks the Kasha. The Gemara asks it and says you need the pasuk from me. The Gemara, the Cheshbon Adroshes, the whole Mem Gimel and Aleph, which we didn't do yet, but I'm putting it in only because I wanted to say that it's a tzaddik. Because the Gemara Mamish deals with it, and then the other half now is what does Divrei Harav mean? The main point what we're going to bring out now is that depending what Divrei Harav means, this is going to be dramatic. There might in fact be cases where Yesh Shlichut V'aravera. Because there might be cases where the quoted Divrei Harav, Divrei Hatam, Divrei Mishnayim doesn't apply. Well, if you understand the meaning of Divrei Harav, Divrei Hatam, we'll see why maybe there could be scenarios where it doesn't apply. Having said that, let's just restart again the whole thing. The Gemara opened up with a kasha. If you make a shliach to go burn, make a fire and burn something down, so the Mishnah says that Pekeach is chayiv for the Gemara, why? You should say, Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, Rashi. And only the Mishaleach should be Chayiv, Toshis Rid. And Avada, the arson should be Chayiv. If he doesn't have money, then. Okay, where did it say in the Mishnah like that? I have another problem. When you sent the Pekech with the fire, you Maman him a Shliach? You gave him the arson kid in one hand and held his hand in the other hand and says, Hare Ani Maman Oish Shliach Lisloifes, the Ishoish Shal Shimon. You weren't Maman him a Shliach. So I don't get it. Why, what's the kash of shlichus? You have to be mamana shlichus. In the ratio of the Mishnah, with the cheresh shaitz of a katan, in the ratio of the Mishnah, by the cheresh shaitz of a katan, what did you tell the cheresh shaitz of a katan? You mamana him a shlichus to make a fire? No, you just gave him matches and a gavs and a salt and a gacheles and you didn't take care of him.
You said it, doesn't mean good, so
I know, but that's not, even better, but it's not the case. No, I'm asking him. In the ratio, the words, shalech is a beira, means you mamana him a shlichus. It means you gave him fire to play with. Nuso in the safe also. Shilach biyad pikeach just means if you gave a cheresh shaitz of a katan fire to play with, sir, it's your fault because you knew he was not a price. It's not, but it's not. What? I know it's pashtei. So what's the Gemara's kasha? That's what I'm asking. The same way in the ratio. Shaleach. Yeah, and I don't tell you the ratio is different. It says shaleach esa be'er biyad cheresh shaitz of a katan. But you didn't want a man named shliach. You gave a kid fire to play with. It's your fault. Right. You gave an adult fire to play with, it's not your fault. We don't say anything about shlichus.
According to the Bartzaluni,
with Kenyan. Right.
The Sutter.
Right. So, but that's the case over here.
Where are you paid? Which guy in his right mind would
Oh, because you paid him, so that's the kinyan. Yeah, but you need sudr. Money is not kind of by metallic. Nice, nice. Money, wow. What?
If you want a real,
no, but who? I know, but you're going in a circle. Who told you that's the chat? By Kher Shadr Kot, not, but forget it, but the safe itself.
He said it.
The safe itself. Who said he was Mamana him? One second. Mike, in the ratio, did you tell the guy go for down shooting far, or you just gave him mattress place?
I think
you told. Who told you that's the shot? Maybe side the ratio, side the safe. You didn't say anything.
Maybe the hamasha is if there would be in a jar of error situation, you don't need me to reach the middle.
Well, we did have Rabbi Kivega like that a few days ago that asked, why do you need a special Zeres HaKosa that a guy, a goy, can't build a getchkala for you? Take the play. If the shlich is l'chum Rabbi Nochri, it should automatically be also a shlich is the Nochri. And we asked there also, who told you that you said to the Nochri, Hare ani meman ois chashliach? Yeah, I just told you to build me a getchkala. Ditto, the same kashkala.
If you need it without a meman ois shliach, then what's the sign? He's never going to...
Who every said? It's a Mishnah in Baba Kama. It's not a Mishnah in Shlichus. It's not.
Any guy can turn up here, then it's him. Build a friend. It's his money. It's
his
thing. I stole it from him.
That's not a good kasha. On the side of Yesh Lich, on the side of say the crisis, on the side of Yesh Lich Dvar Aver, that would be true. But now we have to start the Rav. What? Yeah, that's fine. But who says he didn't? But I learned that he didn't tell him to go to Brad Shimon's barn. You just gave him the matches. You didn't say anything. What?
That's
another shot. Maybe the Rav. Wait. Again, the Gemara's kasha was from a diak in the Mishnah Baba Kama, which we're having a bikuach about now, whether he talked or not. The Maaseh, the Gemara's medayik that if you are mishaleach a pikeach to go the hevya and you mamana, let's go do the shliach. You mamana mishliach, the din is going to be the pikeach's chayiv. So the Gemara says the reason why there's no din of shlichus and rather bein Rashi bein the Tosfos Rebbe only the Shliach, Pikeach, arsonist, Bepoil, Mishchayev, the Mishaleach didn't do anything wrong. And if he paid him, Taka, we're going to talk about that much later on in the sugya. What if he paid him? He didn't do anything wrong. I mean, in the Reisha, Potem Edin Yad Mechayev Edin Yishamayim. In the Reisha, totally Potem Edin Yishamayim.
No, it's also like the Reisha, it's Chayev
Edin. No, I don't think so.
No.
Pikeach, Chayev overrides. Pikeach, Chayev overrides. Now, the Gemara says, Divri Arab, Divri Atam, Divri Mishayim. There seems to be a machlekes rishonim. What does it mean, divri arav? One pshat and divri arav is kama pshatim. Let's slowly open this up. One pshat and divri arav is savar shaloi yishmaloi. The mishaleach says, I didn't think he would listen to me. I told the burned out Shimon's barn, I didn't think he was going to listen to me. Now, the truth is, the Gemara, Chazal, don't use these words, divri arav, divri kama, divri nishonim, quite often. In Chazal and Shas, it's in four places. I and Shem looked them up. Let me quote the one in Sanhedrin Chavtes. Because Sanhedrin Chavtes, by the way, is a mefurish shemakar to this Yisma. The Gemara says that if someone tries to be mesis to an Aveira, if someone tries to convince you to do an Aveira, like the Zohar over there talking about, you don't try to be Malam Tzchus. On any other Aveira, you try to be Malam Tzchus. But on a mesis, you don't try to be Malam Tzchus. Says the Gemara, why? Because the Nachash, who was mesis to Adam and Chava, we don't try to find the Tzchus for him. Frek the Gemara, yeah, what kind of stuff are you going to find? Says the Gemara, what do you mean? If he had a good Tayin Rabbani, he would have a Tayin and say, Divri, and I quote, Divri Harav, Divri Atam, Divri Mishayman. The Nochash could have said, I didn't think Chava and Adam would listen to me. Why is it my fault? Now, was the Nochash Memana Chava and Adam a Shliach? To be a Shliach for him to eat from the Eitzadas? Nothing to do with Shlichas. Exactly. Nothing to do with Shlichas. I'm not talking about Shlichas. I'm talking purely about the Svara of Divri Arav, Divri Atam, Divri Mishayim, which, again, is going to have a few different Pirushim. I'm saying the first of the many Pirushim. The Smaz Pirush in Divri Arav is, I didn't think he would listen to me. And that's why it's not a Shlichus, because the Mishaleach says, I made this guy a Shlichus because I thought he would listen to me. I didn't think the guy was going to listen to me. So it's not a Yachas back to me. That's the Svara by Nochash HaKad Moini. And that's the Pshat also by Ein Shlichus Dvar Aveira. And therefore, who else says this pshat of the Sma? It's in the Mara Makoimus. If you look thoroughly, Toysis in Baba Kama, Ayin Tesem Aveis that brought down. You have to go through the whole nuance of Toysis. We're going to have a lot to do. We'll get to it. But Toysis over there also is before like the Sma. The Yisoid of Divri Arav is, I didn't think he would listen to me. Who doesn't hold like the Sma? Tais is an hour sugya. We're going to do it tomorrow, but we're going to thoroughly go through the bottom Tais by us. It's before that Tais doesn't like the Sma. Rabbi Kivegro is not like the Sma, and many others. But I want to just for a minute talk about the Sma's pshat. A challenge, a quest over here. If you hold like the Sma, and you're telling me in all honesty that the reason why Ein Shliach Advar Aveir is not a flat-out Gzeres HaKosuv, because of Shloish Yitzchuk Mabakechanei Malamdin, or Kashkut Echutz, or because Dumya the Gittin the Kedushin, or whatever the reason is, it actually is knitched because of Divrei Arav and Divrei Talmud, because the Meshaleach, in all honesty, says, I didn't think he would listen to me. So Tyre, give me a case where he felt he would listen to me. What could be an example of a case when a guy was Manash Shliach to do an Avera, but in all honesty, he didn't think the guy would listen to him.
Hitman for hire.
If you paid him.
Man
for what? What? What's your case?
No,
it's
the man in front.
I get one. I'm not holding in the context. You're first doing Divrei Arav, then the context.
Maybe 66. Anytime the Shliach.
Give me 65.
The Shliach 55.
I know, I know, I know.
The Shliach initiates and approaches the Meshaleach.
Oh. So 1 second. I have a whole bunch of guys. 1 second. First and foremost, what if it's a shoygig? What if it's a shoygig? The shliach wasn't aware that it's an avera. Now, burning down Shimon's barn, usually you think it's an avera. But we're going to go through the sugyas and we're going to see there are cases when a guy, in all honesty, was unknowing that it was an avera. L'chayra, this is the biggest side for this ma. If the shliach was a shoygig, then the mishaleach did think he was going to listen to him. Anyone hear another one? If the shliach was a mumar, and we brought down the Maharam HaKaimus to that, he's a known Russia that has a chazakah that he does this all the time. Even if it's neither of those, but you're paying him. Maybe that itself. Not that he's a babusta that he already did it. No, he never did this before, but you're paying him. Divrei Arav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Benjamin Franklin.
It's the same sort of class.
What?
The money over listening to Hashem.
You're not biased to anything. Elul! Okay. I wasn't sure about that one, but again, if Divrei Arav is that the Meshaleach thinks that the Shliach wouldn't listen to him, but what about the F43 mentioned cases that he would think he would listen to him? Shoygig, mummer, money. I have a better one. What if the Meshaleach is amazed and the Shliach is amazed? And they're both aware that it's an Aveira. But the Meshaleach thinks that the Shliach is a Shoygig. Vaita this Divrei Arav, he didn't think he would listen to him. I mean, he knew, he thought he would listen to him. He thought he would listen to him.
Why did that play such a fact? Because he, well, who cares? Why do we care so much?
Because that's the smaz pshat. I didn't get to your pshat yet. The smaz pshat is that the Meshaleach thinks I wouldn't listen to him, as opposed to when the Meshaleach thinks he would listen to him.
Both of them hate the visit. You know the Shliach also has a visit.
Okay, so that's it. If he has a reason to do it. But again, here I'm even connecting. What if the Meshaleach thinks mistakenly that the Shliach is a shayyid? Or mistakenly he thinks the Shliach is a mummer. He's rather not. But he thinks the Shliach is a mumra. Why am I saying this? Because I'm bringing out the point that the Nakuda of the Sma is the Nakuda of the Meshaleach's mindset, as opposed to the other Pshat and Divrei Arav. The other Pshat and Divrei Arav focuses on the Shliach itself. And as you say, you can't be a Shliach for an Avera because you shouldn't have been doing it. Not because the Meshaleach didn't think or thought you would or wouldn't do it. You shouldn't be doing this. And therefore what? You can't be connected to the Meshaleach. Because Herzu, you're doing this because the Meshaleach told you? You're out of your mind? Hashem said not to. Elamai, so why are you doing it? And I want to be mashlim with a fascinating idea. Rashi says over here, Eloshin, Harehu ka'oysa me'elov. This Rashi clicks in together with the Rashi and Baba Metzia. Rashi and Baba Metzia, Daf Yud says, Loi hoya loi lasois. You shouldn't have been doing it. Yeah, but he did. Kasha ha'maisa. Harehu ka'oysa me'elov. Shlichus is, Reuben says to Shimon to do something, and Shimon l'chayra, not that he has to, but we pay him or anything, but normal. A guy said to do something, so I did it because he told me. But if a guy said to do something, and I really shouldn't have been doing it, and I did it anyways, I didn't do it because he told me. Hence, I didn't do it because he told me. Hashem said not to do it. So why did I do it? Akash of mice. I did it on my own. Samam Arosha. But you can't be toileted because loy hoya loy lasois, and therefore it's harek hoysim elo. Zochinu, that we have a machloikis, if Divrei Arav is, if a shlichat varavera is a flat zeres hakosav, or a svar of Divrei Arav, we have various nuschois in Divrei Arav, and we have to respect the fact that if it's a flat-out Zeres HaKosef, so then always the din is going to be Ainshli of the Varadera. If it's Divrei Arav, then you have to factor in every case. This is most importantly in the Gay. It's in Gay everywhere in the Sugya. But most blatantly important, that's going to be a whole shir tomorrow, and it's not so pashut, is Me'ila. Because let me tell you something, Rabbi Yisai. The guy that took the money from the wrong drawer, Reuven, the Gizbar, and he took the hektish money from the drawer, and touching the hektish money is not an aver yet, and he gave it to Shimon to go buy a coat, and Shimon actually bought a coat, not sushi. In order to have Me'ilah, as a rule, Me'ilah needs Shoigeg. Now, who has to be Shoigeg? If I don't want to confuse myself, Shoigeg meaning unaware, not unaware about whether it should have been a coat or the sushi, unaware that the money was hektish. Well, if you would Luyatsuyer want to confuse yourself with a chart, how many options do you have on a chart between Reuben and Shimon's status of whether they knew or not?
Four.
In a chart, you know what's required. In a chart, you do the all potential structured, situational things. And again, shaygit means that unaware that the money is hektish. Mazid is aware that the money is hektish, regardless of whether he was supposed to buy a coat. You're shaygit, mazid. We have a problem because in order for it to be me'ilah, you have to be a shaygit. And if you're a shaygit, so there's no divrei harav. So there should be shlichus anyways. Why do we need a special chiddush by Mila? That's the central shiloh of the subject.